But the Murdoch Children's Research Institute here in Melbourne has announced that they're participating in a global study with people in the Netherlands, the US, the UK, New Zealand, but also right around Australia, in order to try and work out if there are genes that cause stuttering. Professor Angela Morgan is a reformed speech pathologist. She's now at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. Angela, good morning to you.
Morning, John. How are you?
Good, good. So tell me how you've come about participating in this global study.
Yeah, so I've been a speech pathologist for about 20 years and it was becoming aware to us that some of the treatments work for individuals some of the time, but not for everyone all of the time. So that's because we just tend to treat surface symptoms. We wanted to sort of look at what the underlying etiology and cause of stuttering was.
A genetic cause.
Yeah,
not
that's
something
right.
that might have happened in your early life or something that's gone wrong in your wiring, but actually something genetic.
That's right.
Is that a theory?
Well, at the moment, there is strong evidence to show that for around 70% of individuals, there's a family history, but not for everybody. But that's one clue. And then the other clue's been that there have been four genes that have been found. And if you have a change in one of those four genes, in some small families, that seems to have been causative for stuttering. So there are four single genes we know.
Out of tens of thousands.
Well, that's right. You've got 23,000 and also in the human body. So our cause now is to understand what other genes might be involved for the more general population of people with stuttering.
Might there be people who show that genetic change but don't develop a stutter? Might it be a combination of a predisposition from a genetic change combined with things that have happened in your life?
That's right. It's a new frontier, so these are the things we're going to find out. But you're right. We think it's probably polygenic for some individuals.
So polygenic.
Many genes mm-hmm. where you have carrying a small risk in those genes, and so interacting together, we'll see in some individuals that might be leading to the stuttering. In others, as you say, there might be an environmental trigger or cause or something that even changes your genetic makeup, so epigenetic, environment and gene interactions.
So it may lead you vulnerable to events that trigger a stutter rather than guaranteeing that you'll get a stutter. This is fascinating. Cyan has generously agreed to come into the studio and probably got a day off school in order to do so.
Two days.
Yep. How do you get 2 days off for a bit being a media tart?
Yeah. We got her over from Perth, so you know, it's the other side of the country, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Had to give her a day for that alone.
So tell us about your experiences, Sam.
Yes. So I found out I have a stutter at the age of six. My teacher actually got my mom out and then and asked her if she knew I had a stutter, and everyone thought that I was just young and that my brain it was just going a bit faster than my mouth. But yeah, I actually had a stutter, and I had all three forms. I had the words, the blocking, and the letters as well. And I did a test to see how bad my stutter was, and I was 13.5 out of 10. So I had a very, very bad stutter.
Do I detect a South African twang?
Yes, yeah. I was born in Pretoria, and we moved to, I think it was a Muscat when I was 9 months. Then we lived there for 4 years, and we came here when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
So you are a global study into stuttering just all in one person.
Yeah.
So what do you, as the person who's being studied, what do you look for? What are you wanting out of the sort of research that Angela and her colleagues are going to be doing?
Yeah, well, I'm just always thinking, why do I stutter? What is causing this? So this is a way to actually find out why people stutter. And I don't want to change or stop my stutter.
It's
want
part of
to
who
know
you are.
Exactly, yeah. Or just to know where it all comes from.
So if you could take a pill this afternoon to make it go away, would you take the pill?
No, definitely not. No. No. My stutter has just... It has given me opportunities, really. And if I never had a stutter, I would not be the same person.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
But you don't know what sort of a person you'd be without
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
Just like I don't know what sort of a person I'd be with it.
Mm.
But it becomes part of your identity, is
yes.
what you're telling us. But we often change our identities, Angela, as we go through life in all sorts of different ways.
Yes, I guess that's true. And, you know, that's why we love working with Cyan, because she has this lovely ability to articulate and talk about stuttering. And she certainly feels no stigma about having a stutter, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to raise awareness and educate others. But I suppose there are some people who would take a pill tomorrow when you ask them, and who have a different identity, different personality. Mm. And for those individuals, I suppose... Some people are concerned that there haven't been treatments that have helped them. And so we're hoping if you look away from just treating the speech symptoms and trying to restructure, as we call it, the speech, and can get to underlying causes, we might be able to develop pharmacological or other treatments targeted to those biological causes.
Which would be quite remarkable in itself. Does your stutter change at any different times, or depending on whether you're tired or whether you... in different phases of daily existence?
Yeah. So I just started year seven now. So it has changed as all these new students have come in. And I've got bad days, I've got good days, and that could mean that I don't care about my stutter as much, or it means that I don't have as bad of a stutter, or I am really just not feeling good, so I just have a bad stutter.
Can you sing?
Well, I can sing.
Do you
but
stutter
I'm a
when
bad
you sing?
Singer.
Because I remember I remember notoriously interviewing someone who, when they sang, they didn't stutter, but when they spoke, they did. I think that's not unheard of, is it, Angela?
No, that's right, John. Yeah, it's a common
because it's a different
experience.
Brain neural pathway.
That's the hypothesis, that you're using a different pathway. Yeah, so that when you're trying to speak in your natural tone, there's something there that's stopping that automaticity and fluency of speech. But when we're singing and we're changing the way that we're sort of using our articulators to sing, that you're using a different brain pathway, and so you can bypass that.
Yeah.
And that's a similar way that people use smooth speech or change their speech and adapt their speech to sort of overcome the stuttering or manage those symptoms,
One of the, in the information pack you've given me, one of the things that leapt off the page, Angela, was that first of all, boys are much more likely than girls to be stutterers, and 11% of four-year-olds in Australia will stutter, which is by global standards, remarkably high. What is it about Australia that would give us such a high prevalence?
You know, it's better data. So we had a fabulous community-based cohort study where they took children, recruited children from 8 months of age, so well before the time where you're going to learn to speak, and they asked parents. It was a study based out of Murdoch Children's Research Institute, the Early Language in Victoria study. They said to parents, let us know when your child shows symptoms of stuttering. So we've got a really sensitive rate there. But it's not cause for alarm, because actually 80% of individuals in those preschool years who present with stuttering will actually recover either naturally or with treatment. So that,
You mean improve or...
Improve and
or
actually...
lose it completely.
And lose it completely. Mm. Children tend to have a period, sometimes they call it almost a typical or developmental period of stuttering or disfluency, and it's around the time children are putting two or three words together when they're little toddlers, 2 or 3 years of age. It's like the language is exploding, they've got so much to say,
Yeah, it's all new.
It's all new. Yeah.
So it's like a brain growth spurt.
Exactly. And so there are theories around that. Then the motor system, which is really controlling the speech, isn't quite ready for that language explosion. Mm. And so you get that trigger, which Cyan was saying that people anticipated that was her issue.
Yes.
But then, as I said, 80% of kids then will resolve. But for Cyan and others, that wasn't the case. Yeah.
Do other languages have the same rates of stuttering as English?
It does seem to be the case, and we're really just limited by different countries and the sorts of quality of data and information that we have, yeah.
How many of the people who do have stutters, how many of them have such a positive outlook, as we've seen from Cyan, which is triggering some wonderful and heartwarming text messages, which I'll read in a moment, but what proportion of people deal with it like that as opposed to those who withdraw or retreat because of it?
Yeah, that's right. I guess it's challenging because as a speech pathologist, people are coming to me because they'd like to try and change their speech. So I do tend to see people who are having less positive impacts of a stutter on their lives. But Cyan, you're a member of Speakeasy, some national support groups. How do you think that the general population of people with stuttering, how do you think, what's the sway to sort of a positive outlook or more challenges? What would you say the percentages are there?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
And where does your positive attitude come from? Because you can't go to the chemist to get one.
Oh, true, yeah. Yeah, so I'd say I've had a support from my parents as well, a lot. And I've just decided to accept my stutter and not to worry about what other people think. So now if someone teases me, I just say, I have a stutter, I can't control it. And most of the time, those people, they don't actually know what a stutter is. So I have to tell them and then they understand.
Well, look, it's remarkable, and lots of text messages saying how fearless, says Mike in the city, doing a live radio interview, super courageous, I could listen to her all day. And then he says, she rocks.
Oh, that's nice.
That's you, Cyan.
Oh.
Sorry, it's not you, Angela, but...
That's okay. She's the star.
She sure is. Look, best wishes.
Yeah, thank you.
And good on you for participating. Cyan, who has a stutter and at the age of 12 is a bit of a poster child, really, for this study, which Professor Angela Morgan is doing, along with others around the world from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. How many participants do you need and what do people have to agree to if they sign up for
it? Yeah, thanks. So we've had over 500 people take part, but we're looking for 3,000 Aussies. Internationally, we're going for around 10,000, or the more we can get, the better. To take part, if you're age 7 years and over and you've had a past or present experience with stuttering, you go to our website, genetic study of stuttering.org.au.
If you just went to a search engine, because
stuttering
Murdoch
stuttering,
Children's
Institute. Yeah, and the WEHI, the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute. If you just type Stuttering Study Australia, it should come up for you. You go to that website and you take part. You complete a survey, a brief survey, and then we collect a saliva sample from you. We get your DNA as well.
I have to spit into a tube.
Exactly.
Angela, let us know how it goes. What's the time frame?
Thanks, Don. Yeah, so we've got funding from the National Health and Medical Research Council for the next 3 years.
Well, it'll be quite remarkable when we find out if we can solve the riddle. That will be fascinating. Professor Angela Morgan from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Cyan, aged 12. And if you want to know more, go to the Murdoch Children's Research Institute website or just search Australian Study of Stuttering, Australian Stuttering Study, or some version of that, and you'll very quickly find it, undoubtedly. Cyan, best wishes.
Thank you, John.
And I'm told by Joanne and Berwick and a few others I should give you a hug, so I'm, there you are, I'm giving you a hug.